This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Friday is not only International Donut Day, but it's also the first day of winter. June 1st.
And in celebration of that first day of winter, donuts. It's an obvious connection.
Food, yes. But we're not going to talk about donuts right now. We're going to talk about winter safety with kids. Joining us on the line is Dr. Anne Marie Christie, the children's doctor. Good morning.
Hi there, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing really well. Now, let's get straight down to brass tacks, Dr. Anne-Marie. When it comes to flu shots, we've kind of got a window to get those injections. When's the best time to do that?
Right now is the best time to get them, actually. So this year, the flu vaccine, we've had them out since about mid-April. A lot of people try and get in really early. The recommendation this year has been to wait until about now to get them, so now it's really perfect. And the flu vaccine is recommended for everyone over the age of 6 months this year. So if your child's having it for the first time and they're not quite 10 years old, then they'll need to have two shots just to get their immunity up in that first year. Everyone else gets one shot a year. And you actually have to have it every year because the virus strains change every year. So it's worth getting the flu vaccine every year. So get out and get it now.
Okay. Now, I've got an 18-month-old, and she has had, over the last maybe 2 weeks, a runny nose and the sniffles. When do you know when to keep your kids home from school or daycare?
Yeah, so she sounds like a pretty standard 18-month-old, actually.
Yeah, she is,
yeah. And if they're at daycare, it's actually called a daycare nose and a daycare cough because they've just got it pretty much continuously from about the beginning of March all the way through till about the end of November. And the reason for that is that every time they get a runny nose, they have it for, you know, up to 2 weeks, and then they have a cough that lasts up to 4 weeks, and that's just with the one virus. And then over winter time, of course, they're getting viruses back-to-back every 2 weeks, so they just don't have any space without it. So a runny nose is not really a reason to keep a child home from daycare or they'd never be there. You should really keep your child home from daycare if they've got a fever, and it's quite normal to have a fever in the first 2 to 3 days of a cold. And that's really when they're at their very most contagious. So I definitely keep them home for the first 2 or 3 days if they've got that high fever, and particularly also if they're feeling unwell. So if your child's lethargic, not sleeping well at night time, miserable, then there's no point sending them to daycare. Keep them home for their own sake.
Right.
In terms of catching colds at daycare, there's just so many children and they put everything in their mouth and they sneeze on everything. You pretty much can't prevent children from catching colds in daycare, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Obviously, for both Sam and I, man flu is a real condition, and when we come down with it, we should seek medical advice as soon as possible.
Yeah. But very debilitating.
Well, extraordinary. I wish you understood the pain that we had to go through.
I've heard it's similar to childbirth is what I'm hearing.
Well, Duncan has said that on air before, and he's got in trouble for that.
I'd like to say something now, but I don't want to anger the mum.
But that's the man flu. What about kids? When do you go to take the kids to see the doctor?
Yeah, so look, as I said, it's pretty normal to have a fever for 2 or 3 days. So if your child's got a fever and they're over the age of 6 months and the temperature's coming down with Panadol or Nurofen, and in between those fevers they're reasonably okay in themselves, then you don't need to rush off to the doctor. But certainly if you've had that fever for more than 2 or 3 days, or if you give Panadol or Nurofen and the temperature just isn't coming down, and they're looking increasingly unwell, lethargic, vomiting, dehydrated, of course, go to the doctor. But a runny nose and a cough is pretty standard. And as I said, that runny nose usually lasts kind of up to 2 weeks, and the cough usually lasts up to 4 weeks. But if the fever disappears, their appetites return, their activity levels have returned, generally they're on the path to recovery, so you don't need to panic.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Dr. Anne-Marie Christie, for speaking with us today.
No problem. Can I just say one other thing before I go?
Yeah.
You can't catch a cold from being cold.
That's good to know.
Everybody thinks that you catch a cold if you don't wear enough jumpers, but you actually catch a cold from hanging around people with viruses.
Okay. Great advice.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much, Dr. Anne-Marie Christie, the children's doctor, for joining us on Hope Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sam and Duncan. See you later.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.